At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter. At RobParkerFSR on the gram. We got our man Antonio Daniels, former NBA player and New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NBA. But before we go there, we are going to stick with the NBA. And one of the bigger stories coming out of yesterday's games, you had two game ones in the second round. Milwaukee beat Boston in Boston to take home court advantage away from them.
That was quick.
And Golden State, yep, Golden State beat Memphis to take home court advantage away from them. That game was at Memphis. And Draymond Green missed the bulk of the game, was ejected late in the second quarter for what was determined a flagrant 2 foul on Brandon Clark. And Draymond is maintaining his innocence, so to speak. He thinks that it was it shouldn't have been a flagrant 2, which is an automatic ejection. Here's Draymond talking about it.
the playoffs are a little tougher and not as soft as the regular season, you know, and that, you know, you can bump a little more and you get away with a little more, you know. Like, I think tonight was probably a reputation thing more so than a hard foul. By definition, if we go through the definition of a flagrant two foul, I'm not sure that play would quite be the definition of a flagrant foul. I'm not sure it would meet that criteria.
I'm sure. Everybody's sure in these United States. Stop it, Draymond. My goodness. Chris, why? Why can't you for once just accept that you did something dumb? Your team needs you. You're probably already cost them a championship. Stop it. You're too good of a player, Draymond. Cut it out. You've been around too long. You're not a kid anymore. Chris, why? Why are we still doing this?
I'm with you. Look, the definition of a flagrant two is unnecessary and excessive contact.
Period.
First of all, and a lot of people might not have caught it, because it was quick, Rob. It was hard to, you know, see it immediately. But I watched this thing several times, slowed down the video, stopped the video at the right time to see. Draymond slapped Brandon Clark. Hauled off and slapped him. The referees called it a windup. I don't know if he was... I'm sure his defense is he was going for the ball, but... I don't know. It looked like he just straight up slapped him. And at the end of the day, that's what he did, whether he was going for the ball or not. Slapped him in the face and then grabbed his jersey. Now, Draymond, Rob, is saying his hand got caught in the jersey. So yeah, what? Okay. First of all, I don't believe that, right? Because it looked like he grabbed the jersey, was holding it, and pulled it down.
Was he wearing those NFL Stick'em gloves, Chris? That's what it looked like.
Because it didn't look like, come on, you got stuck in the jersey.
Draymond. What do you got, fingernails? Like, stop.
Right. Come on, man. So he deserved the ejection. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And, Rob, a lot of NBA players, Jeff Van Gundy, Mark Jackson on the broadcast, they defended him. I don't know what you're watching.
Right.
In today's NBA, that is a flagrant two, period.
This is not the 90s Jeff Van Gundy when you're on the leg of Patrick Ewing or,
right.
or who
Alonzo
is that?
Alonzo Mourning.
He's right. Riding the leg. Go watch that video on YouTube.
Like a chihuahua.
Right. He's on the leg of Alonzo Mourning. Like crazy. This is not the 90s or early 2000s. It's not.
Yeah. And the other thing, Rob, is that Draymond said it's a reputation thing. Well, I think the play in and of itself in a vacuum was deserving of the flagrant two. But if the reputation comes in, well, that's life. Rob, if next season Kyrie Irving takes a week off for personal reasons, people are going to be skeptical. If LeBron James does it, people will be like, okay, there's something going on. He really needed the time off. If Kyrie does it, we're going to wonder.
Right.
Why? Because of his reputation. Past actions and behaviors in every realm of life determine how people view you going forward and the actions that you take.
They love me, so are they going to give me the benefit of the doubt? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. Rob, if I got kids, and I do have kids, and they weren't in this situation, but let's say they were. Let's say one of them was a chronic liar.
Right. You already know. You know your kids, Chris, don't you?
Right.
You know your kids.
And she tells me something. I'm gonna look at it differently than if the other one tells me the same thing
and
doesn't
truthful.
Have a history of lying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'll be like,
come on, man.
You know what, daughter B? She never lies to me. I'm gonna believe what she's saying.
Right. Right, so
I don't want to name your daughters, you know what I mean?
No, and they weren't, thankfully, they weren't in that boat, but I'm just using it as an example. But here's the real damaging thing, and I think Draymond was hoping that the league would make it a flagrant one. They didn't, and which I think is right. They kept it as a flagrant two. Rob, he's got, that means he's got 2 points in the postseason.
Right.
If he gets 4, which means one more flagrant two foul, he'll have to miss a game in the playoffs. That's huge. What if they play Phoenix in the next round? Or whoever they play. But let's say it's Phoenix. Obviously, that'd be a tough, hard-fought series. He could, missed the game, that's right. Huge.
I mean, when they lost to the 3-1 choke, everybody points to that game 5 he had to miss. Remember when he kicked LeBron or whatever it was in the groin? Remember that?
Rob, as much credit as LeBron? I give. Yeah, it was LeBron. But he had had an accumulation. It wasn't the act. It wasn't that one act. It was the accumulation of points that got him suspended over the course of those playoffs. And Rob, as much as I credit Cleveland and LeBron James for coming back and winning that series, I honestly don't think they would have done it if Draymond wasn't suspended. Because, again, I was there. I was covering that thing. And when Draymond was suspended, first of all, Rob, because I was at all the practices and the press conferences and everything, it was almost palpable. The feeling of hope that the Cavs had that Draymond would miss the game. And then when it was announced that he would miss it, it was kind of, there was just this real strong feeling that, hold up, we got, it was like it gave them hope. They had lost 3 of the first 4 games. That's tough to have hope when that's the situation. And all of a sudden, their best defender, one of their top players, their inspirational leader, he's out. Now, all of a sudden, that was a momentum boost, and the rest is history. And, Rob, you said it earlier, that likely cost Golden State a championship. Now, had they won that, they probably don't get Kevin Durant, and then maybe they don't win those two. But who knows? Maybe they do win another one or two.
But it's hard not to look at that and think that he didn't, in some way, Chris, change the course of their history by having the actions that he's had.
And, absolutely.
And in this case here, I mean, they're fortunate they won and they were able to come away with a victory. But it's not something you want. And now you're in jeopardy that anything you do, Chris,
right?
That's the worst part. It's not you got through with this one game, but now if there's anything shady. Anything questionable, Chris, you might get called for it.
And he is who he is. He's volatile. Rob, and you love that about him, right? A lot of times a person's greatest strength is also their greatest weakness. So you love the volatility, the energy, the fight, all that. But it can also come back to hurt you. And Rob, he ain't changing. If he didn't change after they cost them a finals.
Right.
He didn't change after it cost him a championship. He ain't about to change. He didn't change after it cost him Kevin Durant, arguably.
Yep.
And, when he and went off on Durant on the sidelines, right? That may have pushed Durant over the edge.
Exactly. And he was busy reciting his resume saying why he won't change and 4-time All-Star and I got a Defensive Player of the Year award and 3 championships. Why would I change? Blah, 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 blah. Dude. Because you mature as you get older, Chris.
Thank you.
And you become a veteran, and you're not going to hurt your team. That's where you mature as a player. They need you. And
Rob,
that's what he doesn't get.
I'm guessing at 54, you are a lot more volatile than you are now with your lack of energy at 58.
Chris, how many times am I going to get suspended and run out of? Chris, are you kidding?
But dude, right, when you were younger?
When I was a younger writer and broadcaster, there was no holes barred.
It was a different
right,
America.
It was different, but you know what I'm saying. And now, as I'm older, my hair's gray, whatnot, a little different. I haven't packed it in.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're right. Glad to have packed it in. I haven't packed it in. But I do. I pick my spots. There are times, Chris, when you might want to push the envelope, Alex, and then there's other times when you don't want to do it. You don't know how many times on this show I have a thought and I just swallow it.
Well, I don't know if that's age. I don't think that's age, Rob. I think that's just you knowing that that won't fly nowadays. There, I bet you get, you probably get three thoughts per segment.
Man, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, here we go. It went there already. Can't help it.
No, but look, Draymond, Rob and I both agree. He deserved it. What is the controversy? I mean, really, like, what? Where? He was on TNT tonight, Rob. Like, he's not doing himself. And I don't know. I had the volume down. Rob G said he had the volume down, too, so I couldn't hear it. But my guess is he was up there defending himself. And let it go, Draymond. Like, Rob, here's the final kicker was the way he left the court. And they threw this up on TNT, so I don't want to act like I'm trying to steal it from them. But my thought, when he did what he did, with the way he left the court, dancing, waving at the crowd, all that, running around the whole court, it reminded me of Antonio Brown.
Right.
Only thing he didn't do was take off his jersey.
Thank goodness. And throw it into the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, it was the same thing. It's a bad look, man. Come on. Accept it, let it go, and move on. And this is going to be a big story, Rob, going forward. Number one, look, I think they're going to beat Memphis. That's your team. I know you picked them in the West. I think they're young. They made some young mistakes in game one.
They gave
one.
Away a game there, yeah.
I don't think they gave it away, but I just think they make, you know, they're a young team, and they make mistakes. They made mistakes against Minnesota. Minnesota just made more. But I think they'll learn from it and be a better team in the future because of it. But, you know, they are a tough matchup for Golden State, so they'll need Draymond in this series. But in the next series, I'm assuming they're going to win. They're going to definitely need him. And then, of course, you got the finals if they were to get there. So
I think Draymond will come back and do something dumb. I do. Because I just
all he needs is one. You would think so.
No, right. But the way he's responding, rather than just saying, just let it go. You just said it, Chris. Let it go. All right. You know. You know that was. I don't want to do that. I don't want to hurt my team. Blah 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 blah. And get there. Yeah.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We're throwing it out to you. Did Draymond Green's flagrant 2 call yesterday, was it deserved? Do you think that he deserved the flagrant 2 or not? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10
$10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. We're brought to you by AutoZone because they've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Draymond Green. Was it a flagrant two? Or not? Your thoughts. All right. Was it a flagrant two or not? Your thoughts.
Is that what it is?
As Rob
Marcus,
gets seated.
In California, you're on the Odd Couple of Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marcus?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
I got a comment first, and then I got a question for you guys. First of all, yeah, I do feel like he should have been kicked out the game. I even think he should be kicked out the next game.
Really?
But that's here or there because of his record. But I have a question for you guys, and this is about Draymond and Steph, basically. I often hear people say this is Steph's team. But Steph seems like he can't tell Draymond anything, and Draymond is the one barking out all the orders. Draymond is the one on the sideline either pumping people up or getting on people. Draymond is the one in the media talking. Draymond is the one in the locker room. How is this not Draymond's team?
Because Steph is way better than Draymond. And Steph, the offense is based around Steph's strengths. That's what's made them so great. I think Steph sets the culture the way Tim Duncan did. Tim Duncan wasn't outspoken. Tim Duncan, you know, wasn't, you know, running his mouth a lot or inspiring his teammates visually that we saw in the games. But he set the tone. He set the tone for that team, the culture, because he was coachable and he let Popovich coach him the way as hard as he did. I think Steph sets the tone in Golden State with his selflessness. It's very team-oriented, passing the ball, a lot of ball movement, turnovers, all that. So I think Steph sets the tone like that. I think it's clearly
I got an easier one for you. It can't be your team when you score 6 points. I'm sorry. Okay. Seriously. Chris, it's not your team. Score 6 points.
Right. You're a valuable player. I think Rob will be a Hall of Famer because of the dynasty and all that.
Right. But you know, am I right or wrong?
And yeah.
You can't. He has nights when he scores 6 points. Right. It's not your
Dennis
team.
Rodman never had his own team.
Right.
Dre is a lot like
And he
the
was
Dennis
a very
Rodman.
Valuable piece
yep.
of both the Bulls and the Pistons. He was. Yep. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
That's a good
but
point,
But it was
Rob.
Never his team.
If Draymond averaged... You know, I mean, he'd have to average a lot more than he does. Like, you know, he basically have to be the full time point guard like Magic Johnson, and he's not obviously a Magic Johnson. So yeah.
All right, let's check in with Colton in Mesa, Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Colton?
What's up, guys? Big fan of the show.
Thanks.
As far as the rest of the NBA, I mean, Draymond's right in the aspect of. It's the NBA playoffs. So, yes, it's more physical and all those things. So, I think for almost anybody else in the league, that is not a flagrant two foul.
But he didn't slap him in the face.
Did he not slap him? What was that?
I mean, it was all very fast. But I think
– Well, see, that's the thing. So, did you like, rewind several times, stop it? Like, I had to really stop it several times to really get the full brunt of the slap. It was a legitimate slap. It was, and I so hear you, because it was tough to see initially. It was like, oh, he just pulled him down. So you may not have really caught the full force of it. Yeah,
I didn't watch it any slow-mo or anything like that. So maybe I'll have to rewatch it. But at the same time, Draymond Green is also, he's lost the right to have any benefit of the doubt. So
that's true.
It's history.
Right.
No, they can't get
that. No, that's
no,
a good point.
You're right on that. That's the point. After a while, they'll be like, we know you, okay? We've
right,
seen your
exactly.
act. We know what you do, and we're not going to sit here and be bamboozled by you, Draymond. It ain't going to happen.
And Rob, he's right. It's more physical. But look, they're letting Boston be more physical. They're letting Milwaukee be more physical as they were in game one against the Celtics. That's fine. This wasn't just physical basketball. This was you slapping somebody upside the head
and grabbing
and then
them.
Pulling them down in midair with their jersey. Come on,
no
man.
Doubt. One last one on this one, Chris. Mike in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Mike.
I built up Mike in Texas, and he's
I
not.
I know.
Is he not
Mike,
there?
You there? Okay. All right. We got Antonio Daniels coming up in a moment, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
He is hustling. Pelicans color analyst. SiriusXM NBA Radio. Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Finals champion. And according to him, not Bowling Green's finest, but Bowling Green's second finest behind Nate Thurman. Our man, Antonio Daniels.
I was going to say Jay Crawford was number one from Bowling Green. No?
Oh, see, here you go. You're starting already, Rob. You're
what? Already. Jay Crawford from ESPN already. Days.
What's up,
right?
Hey, what's up, brother? Hey, look, before we get into the second round, I want to ask you about the Pelicans. That's the team you call games for. Obviously, you know, they got beat in the first round, acquitted themselves well against Phoenix going out in six. Next year, let's assume Zion's healthy. What is a realistic goal for that team? I know they're going to think championship,
second round,
of course. But what, you know, realistically from the outside looking in, what do you think is a realistic ceiling for that team? And if you can, how do you see it working? Because, you know, Ingram's coming to his own. Now you got CJ there.
Chris,
so go ahead.
Chris, okay, 2 weeks ago, you was on my back like, oh, Zion's not coming back. A season just ended 4 days ago. Now you telling me to predict what next year is going to look like?
Well, with him, him in there.
Huh?
That's throw him on that squad. You don't think that's something you can do? With Brandon and McCollum,
Listen, I have a tweet bookmarked from this past year, November 3rd, when this team was in the 3-16 mix of everything. And I said, when this team gets healthy, this is 100% a playoff team.
Okay.
100%. Now you add Zion to the mix. And here's the thing, though. We don't know what this team looks like whole and healthy. We have no idea. Because Zion didn't practice one time with this team. So, you got the acquisition of C.J. McCollum. The reason that you go out and get Jonas Valanciunas is because of Zion. The reason you go out and draft Trey Murphy is because of Zion and Brandon Ingram. So coaching talent isn't easy. I don't know how many times I sit in the barbershop and I hear people say, man, if I was Phil Jackson and I had Kobe and Shaq and MJ and Scotty and Michael, I would have all them championships too. No, coaching talent is difficult. It's difficult to do because you have to find a way to get everybody to buy in. And if there's a guy that I think can do that, to get guys to buy in mentally and physically, as far as his game plan is concerned, Willie Green is that dude.
What is your feeling on, and I know Willie may, we don't know how he's going to do it. What would you think would be the ideal way to fit Zion in? Because you're right. I mean, you got two other 20-point scores.
Well, I mean, the thing is, whether it's Brandon Ingram or Zion, they both do something really good without the basketball. Obviously, Zion's not a spot-up shooter, right?
Right.
Brandon Ingram has different aspects to his game because B.I. can play off the ball, he can play with the ball, and he is an excellent cutter. And if you go back to last year, Zion, a lot of his points when he wasn't in the point Zion mode came off of cutting to the rim, came off of transition, came off of getting up and down the floor. So I don't know what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? I have no idea what it looks like. But I tell you what, and I will say the same thing I said throughout the course of this season. When you have a C.J. McCollum, a Zion Williamson, a Brandon Ingram, a Jonas Valanciunas, and a Herb Jones as your starting five, you tell me that team is not going to be a problem for this league.
No, it's a nice spot. It's a nice spot.
Yeah, no doubt. Let me switch over here. I'm not asking you to trash Doc Rivers. We know he's been a longtime coach, won a championship.
Yeah, he wouldn't mind if you did, though.
No, but I'm not trying to ask you to do it. But Chris and I like Doc – You're often injured stars in the game with up 29 with 4 minutes to go. He winds up getting hurt. It could happen to anybody. I get that. But don't you just accept it and say, I probably should have taken him out? I mean, why is he in the game, Antonio, with up 29?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. And the thing that you would like – and I have the ultimate amount of respect for Doc Rivers. But, it's almost like we feel like sometimes admitting to mistakes is a bad thing.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You constantly hear 100% saying, I got no regrets. I mean, we all got regrets.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yes, you do. Yeah, there are certain cliche statements that you hear, and it's like, you know what? Yeah, right. I wouldn't change a thing.
Right.
I wouldn't change a thing. Yes, you would. You would change the fact that you lost.
Right,
you would change that if you could. You know what I mean? Sometimes
exactly.
It's like you just want to hear a guy say, you know what, man, that was foolish on my part.
That's all he has to say.
The last game of my junior year in high school, I broke my leg. Last game of my junior year in high school, I broke my tibia and fibula. We were down 20 points with 2 minutes to go, and I broke my leg.
Mm.
And after the game, my high school coach apologized to me for having me in the game at that time. There's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, man, I probably shouldn't have had you out there. That's my bad. I'll take that.
Yep.
And you move on.
Mm. I agree.
Well, it's quickly, what do you think of this series, Philadelphia-Miami? Embiid could be back for game 3, but obviously misses the first two. Who you like in that series?
I like Miami in the series as a whole. Today on my radio show, I did pick Philly to win one of these two games without Joel Embiid, though. I do.
Okay.
I do think James Harden can turn the clock back and be Batman for one game. He can do that for one game. I don't know if he can do it for and sustain that for a series, but he can definitely do it for one game.
So they go back there 1-1, but you still think they lose the series?
Yes, I do. I do. Okay. I'll say one thing. I disagree with you on, Chris. You said yesterday that you thought Draymond Green was a flagrant two.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
If that's Steph Curry, is it a flagrant two?
He slapped him.
No. Yes or no? If that's Steph Curry that does that same exact play, is he thrown out?
It probably isn't.
Chris.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Your history matters, though.
Okay. If Ron Artest did something when you were playing and you did it, yes, it's going to be viewed differently.
Don't act like it's not.
But in this in particular, where we are talking about the flagrant foul rule, the rule, because this is a rule situation. That's what it's about. Everything is somewhat.
So, look, I do think the contact was unnecessary and excessive. He slapped him. Didn't he slap him upside the head?
But he's out of position. If you look at the play, he's out of position. And here's the thing that I don't like about this. This is playoff fouls don't exist anymore. And I know this is a different era than I played in.
This is a different league than when you played. You know it. Stop.
Say it again.
I said, this is a different league from when you played.
It was a bunch of cavemen.
No question. I know. But then we get mad at guys. We get mad at guys for giving up on plays and giving up layups and giving up dunks.
Okay. But here's my thing, Antonio. They're allowing Milwaukee and
Boston
to get
real
physical. It's just it's got to be in the context of the game.
That's physical? That's physical
by today's standards. By today's standards, yeah.
Right. That's physical in 2000. The thing that guys don't do, guys do not wind up to hit other guys in the head.
Thought that's what Draymond did.
No, he winded up to make sure that he wasn't giving up a layup or a dunk to Brandon Clark. That was it. Sometimes what you reach for, you don't get. But you can't sit here and tell me his intention was to wind up and hit Brandon Clark in the head. He caught him from hitting the floor.
I heard him call.
He pulled him down.
After that, I heard him call him Chris Rock. So I don't know if we're sure about it.
And keep my wife's name out your mouth.
That's right.
I slowed it down. I looked at it.
I think it was a play.
It's an interesting question. If that's Steph, you're probably right. It might be a flagrant one. It's hard to even picture Steph doing something like that, though.
I know, but here's my thing. This is the problem that I have with this in general. It's consistency or lack thereof. That's what I have a problem with. Not the fact that that was called a flagrant two. It's the inconsistency of when it's a flagrant one and when it's a flagrant two. Because you can go back to the Denver series when Draymond Green hit Jokic in the face. Should that have been a flagrant two? Probably, but he wasn't thrown out. It's the inconsistency. It's selective enforcement. That's what I call it.
We'll agree to disagree with you on this one, Mr. Former NBA player. Just because we never got on a court other than walking across it with our notepads don't mean we don't know anything about the game.
Oh, that's our man, Antonio Davis. Thank you, brother, as always.
Thank you.
Sources say it's next. Keep it locked. A couple of Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, it's the iCouple, and when prices are soaring at the pump, which they are right now, Discover likes to do something for its customers, like have your back with cash back. So here's what you do. You can use Discover Card to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target. Now through June, it's on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. I don't know what you're waiting for. You can learn more at this website, discover.com/rewards. Discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
Yes, sir,
Rob
it is Sources
G, before,
Say.
Before we get started, I got something to say to Alex.
Uh-oh.
Get the bongos ready. That's right! Oh, yeah, boy.
Alex, why would you do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, boy.
I just don't understand.
I do like Chris's unfounded confidence.
He knows what's coming.
He's like the Nick Young of sports talk radio game show hosts. Like,
Muhammad Ali?
He's got the unfounded confidence. There's no reason why he should
How
be this confident.
Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, something like
but
that.
But you lose too much to be Cassius Clay.
Who won last
exactly.
week? The Bongos were playing loud.
We almost
clear
changed
a week
the name.
Ago.
Alex, did we not have a vote about calling it the Rob Parker Invitation?
It was
ridiculous.
I was trying to boost Rob's steam. Because we're not going to have any time.
You know how this segment works. I got stories. They all sound a little bit real. They all sound a little bit fake. It's up to Chris and Rob to tell me which sources are good, which ones are bad. Story number one. Sauce Gardner was taken in the top five of the NFL draft by the New York Jets. He got a custom diamond chain of a sauce bottle around his neck. But the best part, you can unscrew the top and it actually holds a sauce of your choice in a diamond necklace. Rob Parker, my source is good.
No, I'm not buying the sauce part. You're going to get lost in the sauce? I'm not buying it.
That can't be true. That's got to be false. Can't. Shame on him if it is true.
Yeah,
I'm saying false.
I mean, I'm not buying that. False.
Bro.
What? Sauce, you're better than that. What?
I love that one. That doesn't even make sense.
That's so terrible.
I love
is
that
Is it
one.
Fake? It must be fake. Fake
fake
Rob
jewelry.
G, what kind of sauce? Rob would have.
There's no way I'm doing
what would you
that.
Have,
ranch
Rob?
Dressing.
French dressing.
Ranch. Yeah.
You would. You'd bring it everywhere you go. Put it on all your steak.
I don't even know. If I was your wife, I would be so mad that you cover up all my cooking.
It implies
with ranch
that she can't cook. It implies that she can't cook.
It's not that she can't cook, it's that she doesn't cook.
Why doesn't she cook? Doesn't she know she has a husband and a child?
Rob G. Is that her food is horrible. That's the implication.
Yes.
That's what our millions of listeners think. That Rob G's wife cannot cook.
Rob G, how many nights a week does your wife cook?
Zero.
She never cooks?
No.
Never?
No.
We cook for ourselves mostly.
Because I'm not home for dinner.
You'll cook for you and she'll cook for herself?
Yeah.
So y'all never eat as a family?
If we do, it's takeout.
What?
I'm not home till 8 p.m. My daughter goes to sleep at 8:30.
She does
cook. It's not like we're going to eat together.
She does cook, just not for you.
Not for you.
Not for me.
Wow.
What kind of, what? She should at least make a meal, and then you could warm it up when you get home.
Rob, I got one. Put on some pants. my goodness.
Story number two, quickly. Speaking of NFL draft prospects, Kayvon Thibodeau, who got drafted by the Giants, had a 40-carat glow-in-the-dark diamond pendant at the NFL draft. I don't know where they got to get this money. Chris Broussard, my source is good.
I saw him. I mean, I think I had the volume down, but I don't – I'm going to say false. I don't remember seeing all that. I probably –
I'm going to say false, too.
Yeah. Bro.
Oh, God.
Wow. I missed it because I had it on. I had the volume
all
up
right,
on the playoff
It's a defensive
game.
Struggle. Story number three, keeping up with the NFL draft theme. Drake, who's a friend of the show. We might get him on one of these days. We'll see if we can get some time.
Yeah, right.
He made over $300,000 betting over the weekend by picking Drake London to be the first wide receiver taken in the draft. Called it hashtag Drake betting on Drake. Rob Parker, my source is good.
False.
I think that's true.
Bro.
Alex?
Story number four, very quickly.
Do we have enough time?
We do, very quickly. Shaq, who is also a friend of the show.
Right, and he's talking about like he won or something.
Win in advance. That's all that matters.
Friend of the show, Shaquille O'Neal, admitted during a podcast interview this week that he's trying to be the next Alex Tyshirt. Yes, he is going to go vegan.
Oh, God.
Chris, my source is good.
I don't believe it. I'm gonna say he said it true, but I don't know that he means it.
False.
Bro.
Alex? Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God I don't pay attention to any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off, plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL+. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.